Hi, this is Andrea McHenry from Voice for the Voiceless. Today we are talking about keeping our kids safe. Keeping our kids safe from being sex trafficked and sexually exploited. One of our key pillars at FREE is community awareness. We educate our communities in Berks County and beyond about what sex trafficking is, what commercial sexual exploitation is, key signs and indicators, how you can help not only identify a victim but respond to a victim. We give people tangible ways they can help in the fight against human trafficking because we believe every single person, no matter where you are, no matter what you do for a living, whatever season of life you are in, can do something, can use your platform, your sphere of influence, your voice to shine a light into the darkness of slavery and sexual exploitation. One critical component of our community awareness pillar is prevention work with youth. Over the past 10 years, FREE has educated youth in an effort to keep them from ever being sexually exploited. We have a specific curriculum we use called Chosen through Shared Hope International. This curriculum is geared toward youth, and we love meeting with groups of youth and teaching them how to stay safe. Statistics tell us 12, 13, 14 is the approximate age children are trafficked in America. This is a horrific statistic and one that should not be. If one child hears one thing that we say and it prevents them from being harmed, we believe we have done our job. On today's episode, I have a very important guest and a special friend. For safety and confidentiality, we are not going to disclose any names today of my guest or her child, but I asked her to be here because I believe she is very important. Her voice is critical on keeping our kids safe because she, unfortunately, has been walking through her own child being exploited. She now has a heart and a passion to keep kids safe and to see justice for our children. So I could not have asked for a more incredible person to be sitting in the seat in front of me today. So welcome, friend.
Thank you, Andrea. And I really appreciate the opportunity of being here today and having my voice heard.
Yeah. Thanks for being here. Again, because of keeping everything confidential, we aren't going to really do introductions. But the reason I have you here today is because, unfortunately, you have gone through one of the worst things a parent can go through, your child being sexually exploited. And so I wanted you to share a bit of your story today. I know this is hard, and we just applaud your bravery and your courage for being here. But we would like to hear how this can happen to anyone. Because if we're being honest, there's many parents who may be listening in, hearing this story and thinking this cannot happen to my child. You may think there's no way something like this could happen in your family. You may be thinking, I'm doing everything I can to keep my child safe. You may be thinking to yourself, my child would never do this. My child would never talk to a stranger online. But I believe after hearing my guest today, you are going to see that this truly can happen to anyone. So in a few sentences, how did you end up here today? And why is keeping kids safe from being sexually exploited so near and dear to your heart?
I'm here today to make parents, family, educators, anyone listening understand the importance of internet social media safety and the realness of the exploitation of our children today and where it can lead them to, possibly to a trafficked, broken child. And it's very dear to my heart. It's happened to me, and that's why I'm here today.
Yeah, thank you again. I know this has been challenging. I know this has been a hard road as your friend. And for as long as I've been doing this, I was even shocked when I heard that this was happening. And so it's just a reminder that this can happen. It's happening every day. It can happen to anyone. And our children are so vulnerable to it. And even when we think it can't happen and it can't hit so personal, it absolutely can. So many of us have smartphones, right? I always say pretty much all of our lives are in our smartphones, right? And our children today are growing up in an age where they also have smartphones. Not only do they have smartphones, but they have laptops, they have iPads, they have Xboxes, they have PlayStations. They pretty much have access to the internet 24/7. Our children have access to the internet 24/7 which is one of the biggest way predators come after our children. Our children are at great risk of being harmed online. I remember when my son was living at home, he had an Xbox. And so I would hear him talking all the time. And I would say, who are you talking to? And he would be talking to other people playing these games, right? But he didn't know who they were. He didn't know where they were from. He only knew what he was being told online. And I always knew that this is not good. And so can you speak into this in a little more detail? Because this is how your child was exploited.
Yes, unfortunately, the unthinkable happened to a then innocent, straight A, never in trouble, awesome 12-year-old daughter. Mm-hmm. She was remarkable, and that's why people so often think it won't be my child. It won't be. It couldn't happen to my children. And my daughter, like so many other kids, was on social media and communication to communicate with her friends, look up funny videos, play Xbox. The normal. But in today's world, this is the predator's playground, and this is their new way to exploit children, but not exploit. Gather children for human trafficking. This is the way they're doing it now in modern day times, is directly through social media.
Yes.
And our children don't understand the potential or the danger that they're in when they're out there. They're thinking of their friends and selfies and just communicating with their schools. And it's so easy for the predators to adopt a completely new identity to communicate with your child. They see what their likes are, what's going on with them. And it starts out with an innocent little chat, what is seemingly innocent chat. And then they start to groom them. And people don't think that they are so crafty and so coy in the way that they groom them. And once they get one little thing on them, they threaten them. They torture them with it. They say they're going to tell their parents, expose them at school. And they get them to do more and more and more. And next thing you know, your child is on a porn site. Their pictures are out there forever and they can never be taken down. And that's what happened to my daughter. She fell into their trap. And any child can, because they make them feel important, wonderful. There's several few stories, but if you look at all the agencies that go after them, the grooming process, there's about five different scenarios they use for all the children, the same questions. And I was shocked to see that my daughters started out so simply that way. They blackmail them. They do what they do. I found out because my daughter cut herself 26 times and was going to commit suicide. Yeah. And I looked into her phone, and that's how I found out. And her life is, unfortunately, her childhood is grossly changed, and her spirit is absolutely broken, and her soul is just devastated from this.
Yeah, this is so hard, and it's so devastating, and I can't imagine as a mom how horribly this has affected you and your family. And, you know, we never think something like this would happen, but I love what you said. Your child felt trapped. And so often people will ask me when I go out and I do education regarding adults or children, you know, why do they do this? You know, and I just want to hone in on, this is a child. And so when you have someone manipulating, when you have someone saying things, maybe you kind of want to hear that you're beautiful, or I can get you this or that, or I can take you places. Or when you start to get threatened, I'm going to come after you. I'm going to come after your family. That's scary, right? And so they feel backed in a corner. They feel like they have nobody to tell. There's a heap of shame. And that's why it's this vicious road of them getting trapped. Did you ever think this could happen to your child?
Never, never. No. My daughter... And never, like I said earlier, never did anything. She was a really, really good child. And we've talked about things and danger stranger, but not so much, you know, on the internet. And I, you know, it can happen to anybody. These predators do not discriminate. It is, some people think, oh, not my kid. It's poor children or different ethnicities. It is not. It is everybody, and they're out there after every child that they can. And like you said, I can make you a model. Send me a picture of you in your bathing suit. It starts out so innocent, and they know where to get these children. And it's not just girls. They're after just as many boys these days.
Absolutely.
But it can happen to anybody. Don't stick your head in the sand and think, not my child.
Yeah, because it's not like your child was taking the phone and leaving the house and being far away from you. Your child was right there.
Right. And one of the things that I found out is they feel comfortable in their home, and that's right. how they can get them. We teach them to be afraid and aware of danger that's outside of your home, but they're in their comfort zone. So they're not thinking danger when these people are being nice to and talking to them. And they're just trying to rack up as many friends as they can in their friend column. Right. So they're more popular. They are not at all in the mindset of being in danger while they're sitting in their living room or their home or at their kitchen table.
Right. That's a great point. I love that. Since all of this has happened, what are some of the apps that you have learned can make our children more susceptible to being exploited, more vulnerable to being exploited? Tell parents, grandparents, family members, people that are caring for children out there, what are some of the apps they can download on their phone that predators really use to get to our children? Can you name some?
Yeah, as of a few months ago, Instagram actually, which a lot of people use, is the number one site for predators.
Yeah.
And I would think that most people who have internet and, you know, smartphones, their kids have an Instagram account. Kik is another number one. The government tried to shut them down, and the SEC, and they come in and they get a Japanese company to buy them out, and they just change their names. Kik was actually designed for middle school sexting. That was their whole design behind them. Mm-hmm. TikTok, yes. Xbox is a new one, is a big one now. They're going after children that are like 10, between the ages of 8 and 11, offering them free Robux and different things on there so that they can get extra people for their game and all that kind of stuff. And like you said, people don't know who they're talking to. These children don't know.
What is Robux?
It's a game on Xbox.
Okay.
And you can buy extra power, extra guns, and so forth.
Okay.
So they offer that to these children. Okay. And there's actually a case from California. The guy's going to do life. He did that to two little kids in Michigan. And it was bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have these children do things, and then they threaten them. I'll tell your mother. I was threatened. My daughter's predator said that he was going to kill me if she didn't give her more detailed pictures. And I got death threats, and I didn't know what they were from.
It's very serious.
Very serious.
Yeah, this is very serious. And so what our children are viewing online, the apps that they're putting onto their phones, this potentially puts them at great risk. And so having a daughter for myself who, a little bit older, leaving for college soon, and, you know, to see her Instagram and to say, well, who are these 700 friends? Because you don't have 700 friends. And so how can we really, as parents, monitor their phones and be watching what they're doing and really teaching them, you got to be careful what you're doing online, because we are in a day and age where predators know the easiest way to go after children is online, right?
Right.
And so as a parent walking through this difficult journey, if there's one thing you want to tell parents, caregivers of children, grandparents, anyone who's caring for children, if there's one thing you can leave them with today, because every time we go out and educate, the one thing I really like to hone in on is there's no such thing as a child prostitute. I always tell people, if there's one thing you remember that I say today, remember that there's no such thing as a child prostitute. That is a federal law. So any child engaged in a commercial sex act, regardless of force, fraud, or coercion, is a victim of trafficking by U.S. federal law. And so I want people to really understand that. So if there's one thing today, as a parent walking through this, that you can share, one thing that sticks in people's minds, what would you want to say? What do you want to say?
Don't get angry or shamed with your child. Mm. Love them and help them through it because it is not their fault.
Yeah.
And they are coerced by their predator to feel shamed. And that's why they don't come to you. I just encourage or challenge everyone to go talk to your children today and talk to them about the internet and ask them if something did happen, because they're afraid to come out.
Right.
If you see a child's, see any signs of them feeling sad or whatever, but just have that conversation that if something happened, they don't have to be scared or ashamed and they didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
And what that person did to them was wrong because kids end up killing themselves because they can't deal with the guilt and shame of it. And I think that is the biggest, the key thing is open up that line of communication and for God's sakes, put every parental control on your child's device. You can contact the U.S. Attorney General's office. They have all kinds of education. These sites change all the time because they know they're getting caught. So they change up to a new site. And just be diligent with your children. This is not your phone. It's mine, especially for younger children. And there's some apps you can buy if you want extra protection. Be in their phone daily. Be in their phone daily, but let them know that you will, you love them, that no if they, that happened, please tell them and report it. So it stops. So that it doesn't happen to the next child.
I love that. Keeping that safe place of they can come tell you anything, right? So if a parent or caregiver of a child finds out today that their child is being sexually exploited, what can they do? What should they do?
Immediately report it. Immediately report it. Some of the local authorities are not as up to the awareness as they should in some rural areas. You should report it to the authorities. You should report it to Homeland Security is handling a lot of these cases because unfortunately, a lot of this is from overseas. They're using addresses over there and then pinging it back here for them to come pick the children up. There is a huge push on this right now. So you can call Homeland Security. You can call state police. You can call
and you
the
can
national.
Get, yeah, go ahead. The National Human Trafficking Hotline. I just want to say that's really important because getting connected with Homeland Security can happen through the National Human Trafficking Hotline number, which you hear at the end of this video. I will say it again right now. It's 1-888-373-7888. Really important number. If your child is being exploited, to call that number and let them know. So this podcast is called Voice for the Voiceless. How can you use your voice for a child right now whose voice is being shut down, whose voice is being oppressed, whose voice is being silenced? How can you be a voice for the voiceless?
Talk to somebody. Let it out. You're not in trouble. You should not be shamed. It's the only way out of it. They're not going to hurt you. It's a threat. And trust the people that you should trust. Go to somebody. If you can't go to your parents because you feel too shamed, go to your school. Go to your church. Go somewhere. Go to the authorities yourself. But you are not in trouble. You are a victim.
How can you, as my guest here today, an advocate now for children, how can you use your voice for people that don't have a voice? It's a big question.
Big question. Let everybody know and get over yourself as a parent, because it was rough for me to go, you know, and say to authorities and people, this happened to my child. You know what I mean? And I think that some parents might feel like they've done something wrong, and you as a parent have not done anything wrong. These people are criminals and they are exploiting, and everybody get over your personal stuff and shame and guilt or whatever about it, and talk and go to your children and try to advocate in your schools and spread the word, spread the word, spread the word to your friends, to other people who haven't heard it. Talk about it. Talk about it.
Use your voice to talk about it. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for sharing your wisdom, your heart as a parent walking through this challenging time. Thank you for being a voice for the voiceless of these children that are being harmed. Thank you for the peace that you hold in bringing light into the darkness. Keeping our kids safe must be a top priority, not only at a local level, but around our world. We must do our best. We must do a better job in keeping our kids safe. We don't want to see anyone walking through what you are walking through. But we are certainly grateful you have chosen to use what you and your child have gone through to bring awareness on this issue and to keep our kiddos safe. Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you, friend.
Thanks. I love you, too.
To learn more about FREE, you can visit our website at www.freefromht.org. And to report a tip or get help, you can call the National Human Trafficking Hotline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's confidential with over 200 languages. You can call 1-888-373-7888 or you can text HELP or INFO to 233-733.